We have a major breaking news story, and it's rather jaw-dropping. CNN just officially confirmed that Donald Trump's own Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, had personally delayed FEMA's response to the catastrophic floods in Texas, which have claimed the lives of 120 and I believe 170 are missing at the time of this recording. Now, we knew that the Trump admin's cuts to the NWS and NOAA put a lot of strain on branches across the country, but particularly in Texas. We had reports from 1 or 2 months ago where meteorologists in Texas were saying, "We are strained. We cannot coordinate with the necessary personnel and alert the people in a safe manner." Now, we're not just speculating anymore. We know for sure, according to multiple sources, that Kristi Noem delayed this response. Now, the crazy part is Kristi Noem decided to go on Fox News 12 hours after this report dropped early this morning, and she gets asked about it. So I want to walk you through everything from start to finish. Firstly, I just want to say it is absolutely catastrophic what's happening in Texas. And I always make the distinction, Trump couldn't have stopped the flood in and of itself. No one is asking politicians to stop natural disasters. But we do have infrastructure in place to warn people, to help people. We have science-based decision-making that we've spent decades building up procedures for so that people stay safe. And when the Trump admin takes that science-based decision-making away, then it hurts people. So with that being said, let's start with the report that aired late last night on CNN. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help boost the truth. Check this out.
So according to four officials inside FEMA, that federal response may not have been as fast as it might have been. They say that a new rule that any expenditure over $100,000 needed sign-off from Secretary Noem slowed the federal response. These sources tell us that FEMA's deployment of urban search and rescue teams, which are typically deployed in anticipation they might be needed, instead was delayed until Monday, 3 days after the flood. Now, a source also tells us that a request Texas made for FEMA aerial imagery to aid in the search was also delayed, waiting for Secretary Noem's approval. Now, additionally, multiple FEMA officials say that they were taken aback by the agency's relatively limited response in the immediate aftermath of the disaster. CNN has reached out to FEMA for comment. So far, no reply from the agency. However, a DHS spokeswoman more generally told CNN that FEMA is, in her words, quote, shifting from bloated DC-centric dead weight to a lean, deployable disaster force that empowers state actors to provide relief for their citizens.
Then the report got worse. Can I just point out the absolute irony in Republicans claiming that they don't want the federal government to overreach in a time of disaster? Meanwhile, less than a month ago, Donald Trump mobilized the National Guard and the Marines into California because he said it was a time of disaster that the federal government has to take care of. Just absolute blatant hypocrisy. But then we get this article. FEMA's response to Texas flood slowed by Noem's cost controls. And then Kristi Noem gets confronted on this exact article on CNN. Can I just point out, I know this is rather superficial. I don't usually talk about looks, but this was Kristi Noem only a few years ago. Kristi Noem looked like this when she was the governor of South Dakota only a few years ago, and then after she entered the MAGAverse, she now looks like this. And I know talking about looks is superficial, but something about her look in and of itself is superficial. This is not like relevant to any sort of office, kind of a weird narcissistic display that seems to come top down from Trump. I mean, all of these MAGA people weren't this superficial like a decade ago. And I know that's hard, some people disagree, but like, Marco Rubio a decade ago was not such a superficial asshole. Marco Rubio of today is. A lot of these people a decade ago were a lot different. You could see it in the way that they look, the way that they speak. But let's read this article that says, as monstrous floodwaters surged across central Texas late last week, officials at the Federal Emergency Management Agency leapt into action, preparing to deploy critical search and rescue teams and life-saving resources like they have in countless past disasters. But almost certainly, FEMA ran into bureaucratic obstacles, four officials inside the agency told CNN. As CNN has previously reported, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, whose department oversees FEMA, recently enacted a sweeping rule aimed at cutting spending. Every contract and grant over $100,000 now requires her personal sign-off before any funds can be released. Wow. So the party that claimed they were going to defeat the deep state has become the deep state by becoming the bureaucratic obstacles in the way that stop lives from being saved. They're also the deep state because they hide the Epstein folders. They want to pull us into another war with Iran. I mean, Trump literally is no different than the Bush administration. Just add a little bit of pedophilia, I guess. This says, for FEMA, where disaster response costs routinely soar into the billions as the agency contracts with on-the-ground crews, officials say that threshold is essentially pennies. Who cares about $100,000? Requiring sign-off for relatively small expenditures. That's what FEMA's claiming. Like, hey, lives are being cost because of pennies. In essence, they say the order has stripped the agency of much of its autonomy at the very moment its help is needed most. Quote, we were operating under a clear set of guidance. Lean forward, be prepared, anticipate what the state needs, and be ready to deliver it, a longtime FEMA official told CNN. That is not as clear of an intent for us at the moment. Let's check out this clip of Kristi Noem being asked about this. She has no good answer. Spoiler alert.
At that point, do you, CNN is basically got a report accusing you of slowing the process. Yeah. Would you like to respond to that?
Well, there you go. Fake news. CNN, again, is absolutely trash what they are doing by saying that, because our Coast Guard, our Border Patrol.
That's not even a full-on denial. She just calls them trash. I feel like she's not even fully saying that's false.
You of slowing the process. Yeah. Would you like to respond to that?
Well, there you go. Fake news. CNN, again, is absolutely trash what they are doing by saying that, because our Coast Guard, our Border Patrol, BORTAC teams were there immediately. Every single thing I was on, they asked for, we were there. The governor and the emergency management director, Nim Kidd, are fantastic. And nobody there has said anything about that they didn't get everything that they wanted immediately or that they needed. And I'm proud of the work that we've done to support that. But, you know, we've got flooding going on in New Mexico as well,
right.
North Carolina. So I've been visiting with their leadership team and spent quite a bit of time on the phone yesterday with the New Mexico governor, getting them resources as well. And that's what we do.
You know what's interesting? It's very quickly how the incompetence of the administration manifests. Very, very quick. I mean, we've known that the admin has been incompetent. But right when stuff gets a little bit rocky, right now MAGA turns on Pam Bondi, because Pam Bondi obviously has no good excuse as to why she lied to the American people. The MAGA people are going to begin to realize that Kristi Noem screwed up. By the way, everything she's saying here is a lie. If we continue to read this, even as Texas rescue crews raced to save lives, FEMA officials realized they needed Noem's approval before sending in those additional assets. Noem didn't authorize FEMA's deployment of urban search and rescue teams until Monday, more than 72 hours after the flooding began, multiple sources told CNN. Wow. Homeland Security officials have defended the federal response in Texas, and President Donald Trump's plan to dismantle FEMA and shift more responsibility for disaster response to states. Unless it's a blue state, then Trump can endlessly mobilize the National Guard, justify that over and over and over. Here's another clip of Kristi Noem saying, you know, states should really be left up to their own devices when it comes to this.
We certainly, as a federal government, will give them recommendations and support on what they could do, what other cities do. That's our role. And specifically with FEMA is to always come in when there is a situation like this, that we don't make the decisions for the local communities. We shouldn't make the decisions for the states, because every state is different. Every town is different. What they need sirens or sound alerts might be different based on their topography, on how the city is laid out. So we will give them recommendations and advice, but being there to allow the state to run the emergency response, but we come in and support it, is incredibly important.
I mean, the absolute hypocrisy. I'm going to point this out again. Donald Trump over and over and over justified mobilizing the Marines and the National Guard for, like, not even that bad of protests in California. Protests that didn't get out of control. A lot of people showed up, but they showed up peacefully. And Donald Trump mobilized the National Guard and the Marines and overrode Governor Newsom's will. Didn't even alert Governor Newsom, which is wild. In the same way that Kristi Noem refused to alert people, refused to deploy the search and rescue squad. They need to be held accountable for their incompetence. I can also talk about Signalgate. I mean, Signalgate happened just a few months ago. Pete Hegseth accidentally sent sensitive intel in a group chat with Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, and sent sensitive intel into a group chat with his mother-in-law and his wife or something like that. Just insane security breaches. Every single official here is incompetent. But as I was saying, it's interesting how quickly it all manifests when shit kind of hits the fan. I'm going to leave it there. Make sure you're subbed to the Adam Ockler channel below for more debates, breaking news, live streams. We're going to continue to level up the channel with you guys. Love you all. See you in the next one. Peace out.